We entered the tunnel and switched on our room Korf lamps. But we had not gone far before we were stopped by an enormous block of granite. In vain we tried to find a way round it, but our path was completely blocked. We were bitterly disappointed. My uncle angrily paced up and down.
"What about Saknussemm?"
he asked. "It's obvious," I said, "that this has happened since Saknussemm returned to the surface. Perhaps this tunnel was the outlet for the pent-up lava in the interior of the earth, with the eruption flowing freely and carrying giant rocks along with it. One day, after an unusually strong shock, this rock fell and blocked the passage."
"Pickaxes!"
cried my uncle.
"We'll force a way through."
"No," I replied, "it's far too hard."
"Then gunpowder!"
he cried.
"We'll blow it up. Hands to work."
The Icelander placed the explosive and laid the fuse. Then we left the tunnel and took the raft out to the open sea away from danger. Sparks hissed and spluttered along the fuse. Seconds passed. Then the whole world seemed to explode.